from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Irish broadcaster Greg Brown brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. All right, Greg, try to, as Hurdle would say, shower well and wash off Sunday's game. We had Shelton on today, and I'm even more angry now after hearing him talk than I was when I left the ballpark on Sunday. Have you gotten over it yet?
Not really. I will after the first pitch of this game.
Greg, I know it's very difficult for you to have this opinion, but that was the worst managed game I've ever seen in person in a big spot. I'm serious.
Oh my gosh, you think
that's not hyperbolic on my part. I can't believe how he screwed that game up. And I know you've said to me, Shelton manages bullpens better than you give him credit for. He's not having a bad year.
I'll be honest. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think he managed that bullpen well. I agree with that. But I stick by what I said when you had asked me that a few weeks ago. I think that is one of the strengths of Shelton.
He came on the air today and said Chapman was available to pitch. Well, then why the frig is Woodford in the ninth inning? What are we doing here?
Andrew, again, I'll repeat, as I said, I would agree with you. I don't think he managed the bullpen well in this particular instance on Sunday.
Yeah.
I was perplexed. I saw both. I did the radio with Bob. I was on radio on Sunday and pointed out that both Beeks and Chapman were ready. I mean, there were a number of things that happened or didn't happen. That it's a Monday morning quarterback's delight when you think about it, or a first guesser's delight in this case. Because in the back of my mind, I was wondering, you know, I don't know if you heard the Ben Cherington show or not, but I hosted that.
I heard
on
some
Sunday.
Of it. Yep, I did.
And I asked him, because I'm looking at the innings, and you know, they have not come out and said what they're going to do. But 130 innings last year, it's hard to imagine they're going to go more than what? You know, like 150, 160 or so? I don't know. But 170 may. But the point is, he was at, I think, 108 combined with the minor leagues this year.
Skeens.
And if you – yeah, Skeens. So he's got 9 starts left. And as I kind of draw it out, if you look at the every 6 days minimum, he's been on that routine every 6 days. And so if you map it out, he's got then about 9 left for the regular season. He's at about what now, 86 innings. So if you stick to about 6 innings or so, that's manageable.
It is.
But they've been in so many tight games with him. The offense has done so little with him after his first handful of starts. It seemed like they scored a ton for him. Well, now recently that's not been the case. And I mentioned this to Ben on the pregame on Sunday, that I imagine you guys would like to have a decent lead for him so that you could get him out of games early. And he agreed. And so here's an instance where they're leading 4-0 after five. And I saw, as you watch that game, for me, it looked as though, even though, shoot, five innings, no runs, you know, on the surface, three hits, two walks, four strikeouts, that looks like a darn good start. And for most it is, and it was for Skeens, but it wasn't, he wasn't at his elite best.
I agree.
And I felt like, oh, so you were there, right?
Yeah, I was there.
What? Okay.
I was so in 117, Greg. I was making eye contact with Skeens when he was coming off and on the mound.
Oh, well, so you got a good vibe then. You understood what was going on, and I'm sure you mentioned that you agreed that in your mind, in my mind, he was, I don't know if laboring is the right word. It was a hot day. You can attest to that. Yeah. The Diamondbacks lineup we know is tough. Best, you could argue it's the best offense in the league, one of the best offenses in all of baseball, certainly a top three or four. And they battle.
Yes.
And so that was a grind. So now he's gone through the lineup twice in five innings. Even though it was a 1-2-3 fifth, I still felt like in the back of my mind, you're ahead 4-0. I know you're a bit short in the bullpen. I think I even mentioned this on the radio. You now need to find a way to navigate through perhaps a short bullpen to get the final 12 outs. But in my mind, and then, Andrew, you remember this, in the bottom of the fifth, it was strikeout, flyout for the Pirates offense, and it was quick.
Yeah, he came right back.
And he came, and I thought, darn, I don't know about this. In my mind, that the Pirates offense gave him no time to take a breather, and he's right back out there, and the first batter triples off the wall and right.
Yep.
And for me, again, I guess to a degree, I'm second guessing because I didn't say this on the air. But I would have been happy with the five, and I'd have gone to the bullpen. And knowing that we do know now that Chapman and Beeks and Bednar are all available, we know that because, well, Chapman and Bednar didn't appear, but they were warming up ready. Chapman was warming up and getting ready. And Shelton said he was going to go to Bednar in the 10th if it tied up. So those three then for me. We know that Bednar and Chapman, at least six outs. In fact, for me, that game was so important. In my mind, I'm thinking Bednar, even though they stay away from this a lot, and you figure Chapman's not going to go more than one, but Bednar is rested. I'm looking for maybe four or five outs out of Bednar. So I'm going from the ninth inning. I'm going back to figure out how many outs I can get. And then I go figure out, okay, Holderman, the way he's pitched, I prefer, and I did ask Shelton this the other day on the pregame about maybe how you get closers out of high-level ninth-inning situations. Maybe you do the same thing with a guy like Holderman. Maybe he goes out there to begin the sixth and see how he does. You know, fresh, clean inning, and you still have a 4-0 lead. That's a low-level situation. That's how I would have done it. And I don't think he was at his best as he went to Holderman. I would rather have gotten Jock Peterson out of the game, which you would have had you gone to Beeks, who was ready. So they go to a pinch hitter. Who would you rather have, Beeks versus Lourdes Gurriel?
Or Grichuk is what Shelton said today.
Or Grichuk or Holderman versus Peterson after you could tell Holderman had walked a couple guys.
That's
even
easy.
Though he just struck out Marte.
That's easy.
Rather have Beeks against anybody.
Yep.
I'd rather. And by the way, in addition, something you got to think about, and the great thing about baseball is that not only do you get Peterson out in the seventh inning or the sixth inning, rather, you get him out for maybe one or two more at bats. We're talking about the seventh inning.
Seventh inning.
So you get him out for the seventh, and maybe you get him out of another at bat.
I agree.
He's done. He's out of the game for two at bats.
I'm with you, man. That's why I'm still fuming today, Greg. And now I've got you
all
worked up.
Well, like I said, I am until first pitch.
How did you come down on the bunt? The bunt, I think, is actually a situation where...
I was going to say,
I think reasonable baseball minds can debate it and disagree on it. I'm of the opinion that they shouldn't have done it.
Okay, so I'm a guy who normally comes down on the side of bunting certain guys in obvious situations. For me, Andrew, this is not an analytics type thing. for me, this is a feel thing. And especially during the course of a game, I try not to get caught up in too many of the numbers in these situations. I didn't even have time to go back and look up how many times IKF has sacrificed in his career. I mean, he looks like the type of player that can do it all, a utility guy, but sure. probably good numbers as a guy. But for the feel of the game on that day, his first opportunities where he succeeded, and he did. He had that double and the triple off the wall and right. He's feeling good. His second game as a Pirate. He was brought in specifically to improve the offense. This is not, and there's no disrespect to these players, this is not Aliko Williams. This is not Jared Triolo. You could even say this is not Michael A. Taylor, who've all been asked to bunt. This is not even a Grandal. This is a guy that you brought in to be a spark for the offense. And he did his job in two at-bats. Now, he did strike out his next two ABs, but he's feeling good about himself. And
I don't want to give him an out when the whole crowd, 30,000 people are going nuts. The pitcher's rattled. The first two guys get on.
Yeah, one other thing before I forget. Talk about the feel of the game. One other thing. You have this pitcher now with 32,600-plus.
Bingo.
The pitcher is on the ropes. He's feeling it. This Ryan Thompson has just been thrust into the closer's role, by the way.
Yep, I agree.
The second time.
Don't give it out.
So now he got a walk and a hit, and now the crowd's crazy. And now you bunt. I was stunned by it.
So was I.
As you say, this is the great thing about baseball. We can debate it, and I'm usually a guy that errs on the side of bunting. I understand it. In most cases, but with the player that you've got coming to the plate, the situation, I didn't like it at all. And I would have said that even if he had successful, it just felt like the momentum's on his side.
I think Lovello walks Reynolds if he gets the bunt down.
I don't know if he does. He may. I mean, it's a big roll of the dice because then you put the winning run on. Of course, he brings in Puck.
Yeah, but he trusts Puck to strike out Cruz.
But I don't even think that way. See, I'm not even I've heard that argument. Yeah, well, you bunt, then the base is open. Yeah, that's true. But
you don't
want to
take the
bat
out of IKF's hands, and I don't disagree with that
no,
either.
Not in that situation. And again, I'm you know, people that have you and I have talked about this over the years, and other people that I'm old school in that bunting often when I feel it, but not there,
yep.
Not with. This guy that you brought in for the specific reason for his bat. This is not Aliko Williams coming to the plate.
Well, now it's a backs against the wall a little bit as far as early August series go, Greg. You got to make hay against San Diego tonight.
You do, but I'm going to go back to something I've said for weeks, and Bob Walk and I have talked about this often, and I say it, I'm going to talk about it on the TV side again. I'm telling you, for me, Andrew, and I'm not just saying this now, I think maybe the cleaner path to the postseason is the National League Central Division. So, yeah, this is big. We still want to beat the Padres. But if you look at just the structure of these teams, just look at the teams they're fighting
for. Right,
you only
got to jump
postseason.
One to win the Central, and this one you've got to jump multiple.
But look at the Diamondbacks and the Padres. Let's be real. As they're constructed now, if you put the Pirates up against the Padres and the Diamondbacks, do you really think the Pirates are a better team necessarily than those teams? Honestly, maybe
better,
not.
Pitching team than Arizona for sure, but not.
Oh
better.
Yeah. Oh, and you could say even better pitching team than San Diego. Or maybe most. And that's why in a short series, you want to get to the postseason. But I think maybe getting to the postseason, the best path for the Pirates, I think, has been, and still might be, the Central. And I don't like conceding that division title. I want some home games, by the way, in the postseason. I want to be greedy. I don't want to just, you know, go three road games in wherever you'd go, Atlanta, Arizona, wherever you'd end up. I want home games. I want to win this division because it's winnable and the opportunities do not come around enough for this Pirates team. I want their sights set on the division. And they still have the Brewers to play, of course, and the Cardinals. And I also think those teams are coming down, and the Pirates have an opportunity to pass both. And I hope that that's, again, not to discount playing a team that you are fighting for against
sure.
In the Padres, but I'm not going to you know, be terribly upset. You know, I don't want them to get swept, and I don't think they will. But I don't think the season is over because they lost 4 of 6 to the Diamondbacks, and I don't think the season will be over if they lose a series. Not that I want them to, but I still have my sights set on the Brewers and the Cardinals.
Milwaukee's in Atlanta tonight. Pirates start with the Padres 6:40. Our leadoff show was with Dan Zangrilli at 5:45, who did an unbelievable post-game show to the game on Sunday, Greg. It was
He's so good.
He is.
I didn't hear it, but there's no surprise. He's so smart, and he's so locked in on stuff, and he's such a hard worker. I love that about him. But, yeah, I love whenever I get a chance to listen to him, I do. I learn a lot from him.
Greg, we'll talk again next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.